Hey, sexy people. Let's grow the sexy tribe. Be sure to subscribe. Give this podcast a thumbs up. Have you ever had a work romance? How about even a work crush? Think back. Reflect. Now, for some of y'all, that ain't too far back. Some of y'all have been naughty. Okay, even if it wasn't a crush, have you even had even the thought? Like, the thought knowing you would never do it. For real, but okay, what if you could have sex with them for just one night? You know, studies show that we actually have work attraction with people who we spend a lot of time in our proximity with. On a more common, frequent basis. So for many of you guys, I'm positive you know what it's like. Tonight's erotic bedtime story knows this oh too well. Titled, The Company Retreat. Written and narrated by yours truly. So sit back and relax. Are you ready for your eargasm? Laissez le bon temps rouler. Tiffany and Brian have been co-workers for a few months. He's her boss, and the attraction between them is undeniable. So thick you could cut it with a knife. They pass on the socializing, small talk, and open bar for a different kind of retreat. I was so excited to see Brian at the end of the year retreat, anticipating his body the entire way. This year, it was held at one of those fancy resorts. We had to take a boat. The dress I wore was made for the gods. Burgundy, short, and sequins. Brian and I started sexting about 3 months ago, which grew into hooking up, and we've been casually fucking ever since. I could not wait to see him. Brian was the CEO's son, a real playboy who had established quite the reputation. He flew in to manage our branch in LA about 7 months ago. His specialty is bringing up the numbers, if you know what I mean. I finally caught his eye leaving a conference room. We got together for drinks and soon gave into our sexual desires. I could honestly say this is the best sex I have ever had. And we have been breaking company policy on a regular basis ever since. I step off the boat and immediately start scanning, trying to see if I could spot him anywhere. No sign of him yet. I walked to the lobby and was told I party straight ahead. This resort was huge and magnificent. I could hear the music. I took a deep breath, fixed the girls, and walked in, anticipating Brian's attractive ass meeting me at the door. The room was decked out, lights, ice sculptures, caviar, champagne. Packed. I could not spot Brian anywhere. What if he didn't come? What? I need a drink. Sipping my Hennessy and wishing I had packed a vibrator. I felt a hand on the small of my back and quickly turned around. Was it Brian? Hey! No, it was Peter from accounting. Tiffany! Someone shouted my name over the music and across the room. With a huge smile on his face, it was Brian. Walking towards each other, he shouted, "Wow, you are breathtaking." Well, what did he expect? I immediately was turned on. He took my hand and we walked back to the bar. It was the sexiest short walk ever. I could feel him undressing me, looking me up and down like the marble and juice on a ribeye steak. He leaned in. "I have something for you." "What?" "Don't worry, I'll let you know when the time comes." He held my hand, leading me out of the ballroom. My heart was beating out of my chest. Where could he be taking me? This is a company trip and we are not supposed to be together. We walked to the elevators. While waiting, he discreetly touched my hand. Finally, practicing some restraint, we stepped in, and when the doors closed behind us, I was on the wall with his hands under my dress. Yes, Lord, he pressed the button. And what do you know? It was on floor 69. Down the hall, we went fighting to keep our hands off of each other until we stopped at room number 69602. Should I go in? He opened the door to an erotic fantasy. I saw things of pleasure and pain. Brian was 6'3 and all muscle. The gym was his playground and his body was about to be mine. I wrapped these legs around his waist. He picked me up and carried me over to the bed. He lifted my hands above my head. I was lost in his eyes and yearning to kiss him. When I pushed forward for our lips to connect, he pulled back. "Wait, what? What are you trying to do?" He started laughing and teasing me. Okay, I see. This brother is a trip. He let my hands go and finally kissed me. Passionately, long and hard on my lips. The tip of his tongue tastes like sweet sex. His left hand gently cupped my pussy and his right hand explored my dress, finding my zipper and slowly pulling it down. He seductively pulled off my dress and I laid butt ass naked on the bed in front of him. He stood there staring down at me, almost absorbing the sight of my bare flesh and brown body. He kneeled by the bed and placed a red box on the bed. He set it next to me and opened the lid, revealing 3 cards. "Pick a card," he said with a cocky smirk. "Will it be pleasure or will it be pain?" he asked. I pointed to the card with the black tear shape image. He turned it over and said, "Lucky girl, you played it safe by pulling a pleasure card. Turn over on your breast," he commanded. You have just won a sensual massage. Almost said it wasn't a pain card, but clearly still very happy to be rubbing these breasts, hips, and ass. He unscrewed the lid and began dripping warm oil on my bare back and ass. It gave me goosebumps. He started massaging my ass, making sure to give it extra attention. He spread the cheeks wide, gripped hands full of this ass. I could feel soft kisses and his wet tongue. All I could feel was his pleasure, his licks of that firm, long, wet tongue all over my body, covering every inch with kisses before sticking his tongue up and down the crack of my ass. My eyes widened with pleasure as he stuck his tongue in. It felt so good. He flipped me over and started rubbing oil on my breast, him licking and nibbling at my nipples. I was so wet. My pussy was so fat and dripping. He grabbed a candle and poured the wax. It was all around my belly button. It hurt so good. He slowly moved down my body, took a deep breath and said, delicious, thrusting his tongue deep inside my vagina. Taking his time and blowing my mind. All I could do was moan in pleasure. His hands up and down my thighs and breast. He used his thumb to gently rub my clit. Lick it and suck it. He buried his face between my legs. Licking up all of the sweet nectar, sucking every inch of every fold, of every crease, of every groove of my body. I started pulsating with excitement. I couldn't control my quick breaths and my trembles as he pushed me on the brink of my orgasmic edge. I grabbed his face and pulled him up, breaking this trance that I was in. I was not ready to climax, buddy, not just yet. I flipped him over and told him to lay down. It's my turn now. I climbed on top and took his erection by the hand. I gave it a few firm tugs and licks on the rim. More long, wide strokes up and down the shaft, and then slid it hard and firm inside me. With my hands up on his chest, I began grinding, moving my hips, thrusting my vagina tight around his erection. Take it all as deep as I possibly can. Fill me up. Fill me deep inside. Damn, Tiff. You feel so good, he whispered in my ear, his hands moving me up and down, grinding back and forth. My breath is now heavy and filling the room, I'm sure, out into the halls. I know for sure the neighbors know my name. He matched my rhythm and he moved me harder. I hopped off and turned around. It was his turn to take charge again. I faced away and tooted my ass up, down, girl, on all fours, he commanded. Give it to me, he said, trying to catch his breath. He smacked his ass and mounted me, delicately easing his fingers into the opening of my butt. Does he know I've been wanting him to put it in my ass?
He gently moved his fingers in and out. I passionately started rubbing my clit with my fingers, creating another pleasure distraction. Distraction from this pain and this pleasure that I was hoping he was about to give me and put his dick in next. Before I knew it, I was on the brink of an orgasm and could feel him moving his finger out and slipping his dick in. My legs started to quiver and shake. I could hear him say, "Fuck." I knew that meant he was about to come. "Come, baby. Come, baby," I said, as I could feel him fucking me harder and picking up the pace. I yelled in pleasure and collapsed to the bed. He was throbbing inside of me, holding me tightly, which still I could not stop. My body was shaking, twitching in delight. Eventually, the shaking had to subside, and we both collapsed, cracking a smile. Is this a fantasy or reality? This is orgasmic pleasure. It's still here. It fills the room. He kissed me on the forehead, and we both fell asleep. For about 10 minutes, and then I could feel a poke on the back of my ass. Is he serious? Again? Woo! Okay. So, the end. What did you think of this evening's bedtime story? What would you change about this fantasy? How could you make it even hotter? Feel free to leave your comments. So in the life of After Dark, I am being sure to appreciate the little things. Every vibration, every pulsation, every ray of light, be it from nature or people, it's bringing me like organic delight. It's like I can see something that makes me feel happy with my eyes. And somewhere along the way, it goes to my brain and sends a message to my coochie that it should be like pulsating and happy. And I mean, it could be a blue sky. It could be watching the hummingbirds and the bees buzzing in our backyard. Like the good feelings, it doesn't just warm my heart. It also warms my coochie. Does that make sense to anyone other than me? Is it just me? I'm probably going to need to ask this question again. Anywho, enough about After Dark. Let's talk about you. My favorite. Do you know how fine you are? Do you know how sexy you are? Lord have mercy. Amen and amen. Well, love, peace, and pleasure, or should I say vibrations, pulsations, erotic celebrations. Until next time, you guys, be sure to share me. Invite some people in. They can join us. Give this a thumbs up. Be sure to also submit your stories. It just needs to be under 2,000 words for sure. That would be great. Remember, the hotter the better. Bye. I'll miss you. Do you have to leave me? Oh, yeah. So there is more for me to keep you around. I don't want you guys to leave me. So I was thinking of adding an after show to my YouTube show, The Sexy Wife, because a lot of times I still have to practice so much restraint on the YouTube channel with things that I want to say and like trying not to take it too far. But I want to be able to take it too far, and I feel like I should be able to take it too far. But the only place I could possibly take it too far would be on here with you guys, because, well, the title is After Dark. So I'm seriously thinking of that and still wanting you guys to send in your erotic stories, and I'll keep writing them. But it does also, like, Anywho, enough of that. Let me know. Until next time, go and have an orgasm. Ooh, listen to Freak Me, Baby. The whole Let Me Lick You Up and that song. Yeah, listen to that tonight. Bye.